downtown, we live. Oh, what a feeling. When it's no time, I go lie from the kitchen with a ditchy. Get your dad for a whipping. Whip a brick when you break the whole brick down. This way to get you. Pat glaze, frost wrist. How you fucking all these bitches? But I don't love none of these bitches.
What's up, man? It's CJ2K. I want to welcome you to the 2K Fantasy Football presented by Smash and Dash. And you know, I was big fantasy guy. I wasn't big on it when I was playing, but now that I'm retired and just chilling, I'm real big into the fantasy. So I got a couple things for you coming this week. I got a few stardoms and sit-ems. I'm going to start off with my sit-ems. My first guy that I'm going to tell you need to sit is DK Metcalf. I don't think I surprised a lot of people, but you know, the year that he's been having, the numbers that he's been putting up, it haven't been your normal DK Metcalf. And I'm not going to say it's his fault because it's the quarterback. You can say Russ ain't clicking. So, you know, he got to get adjusted. These are some numbers for you to let you know why I say you should sit him. Okay. In his first three games, he had 36 receiving yards, 35 receiving yards, and 64 receiving yards, and one touchdown in the first 3 weeks. You know what I'm saying? He played Detroit this week. He slated to score 13 fantasy points. Throughout this year, he's averaged 11 fantasy points throughout the first 3 weeks. And, you know, some people got him number one receiver, number two receiver on their fantasy team. It's time to sit DK Metcalf. And that's just the way it goes. Like, you know, him and his quarterback is not gelling right now. Geno haven't been a starter in this league for years and years and years. Now they're coming out, and he's not putting up productive games as a receiver. And everybody know when you don't have the chemistry with your quarterback, you're not able to put up numbers. So that's one of my number one sit-ems. My next sit-em is a guy that I love. I love him to death. But in the fantasy world and my fantasy team, it's about time to sit him too. Zeke Elliott. And I'm going to give you some numbers on Zeke. In his first three starts, he got rushing yards of 52 yards, 53 yards, and 73 yards with one touchdown in the first 3 weeks. And we all know how that goes. He's not big in the Dallas offense in the passing game. You know, a lot of those passing plays and screens and some of those things are going to Tony Pollard. Not only that, he's starting to have to split the load with Tony Pollard. So that's taking away a lot of his carries and also Tony Pollard getting the receptions. So I wouldn't be surprised. Tony Pollard might be a better option than Zeke. Unless he turn it around right now, it'll be time to sit Zeke. Zeke this week is facing Washington. He's supposed to score 13 fantasy points this week. He's only been averaging 8 fantasy points a week. Only 8. We're talking about Zeke Elliott. He's only been averaging 8 points a week. We're talking about one of the best running backs in the league. Only 8. Man, it's time to sit Zeke. It hurt my heart to say that. It hurt my heart. Now we finna move on to your stardoms. To your stardoms. And one of my number one starters, you should start this week. And it hurt me bad because last week I lost. I lost on my fantasy league. And this guy was on my bench. Devontae Smith with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's a must start this week. He done worked his way into the starting lineup. First game, I think he had zero catches. He said, I had a slow week one. But after that, let me tell you some of his stats. Ever since week one, so in week two and week three, he had 249 yards and a touchdown in the last 2 weeks. In the last 2 weeks, 249 receiving yards and a touchdown. He's on fire right now. He's on fire. This week, he's slated for 13.8 points. But I'm telling you, mark my word, that guy ceiling is much higher than that. I feel he's going to score way more points than 13. I have him somewhere around the 18 to 22 range. Just like I said, 18 to 22 range. My number two stardom guy, I've been rolling with this guy since week one. And when I say start him, I wouldn't say you can if you don't got good running backs, but I would start this guy in the flex position. Cordarrelle Patterson. Clearly, he's the top back in Atlanta right now. He's third in the whole entire league in rush yards at this point. He's third. Great flex option. Week one, he had 22 carries for 120 yards. Last week, he had 17 carries for 141 yards. Clearly, he's putting up the yards. Putting out a touchdown. They're going to use him in the pass game. He's a jack of all trades. He return kicks. He does everything for Atlanta. And I just say he's a great flex option. This is a guy that you ultimately have no choice but to start as a flex. Some people got him as the number two starter running back. But if you got two good running backs, you can put him in as a flex. He won't let you down. He haven't let me down all year. Now, this is a subject that I want to tap on, right? Because when I had my fantasy draft, I picked Cam Akers in hopes of him having a great year, a big year. Last year, he finished off the year putting up some great numbers. So coming into this year, he was slated to be one of those top guys to be the running back one or running back two. I drafted him. I think I got him like around maybe third or fourth round. Played him week one. Oh, man, it was terrible. Cam Akers is averaging 6.1 fantasy points per game. Then on the flip side, you got Darrell Henderson Jr. He's averaging 8.2 points per game. So it's like, you got LA Rams, defending Super Bowl champs. You got these two guys. Neither one of them is averaging what you would need them to average. So at some point, it's like, okay, what do you do at this situation? You pick Cam Akers early. Hey, you maybe can trade him or just have hopes on, you know, as the year goes on, he's continued to do better, get a bigger workload and start putting up some of those numbers that he put up at the end of last year. But at this point, it's really nothing that you can do with him at this point. Neither one of those guys. So if you were listening to 2K, CJ2K. At this point, what I'm going to do, because I picked Cam Akers, I think I'm going to leave him on the bench for a couple weeks and see what happens if there's a turnaround. If there's no turnaround, maybe try to get a trade for him or something like that. But for now, I would say both of these guys, Cam Akers, Darrell Henderson, got to stay away from until the LA Rams can figure out what they're going to do with their ground game, what they're going to do with their running back situation, So for now, I would say stay away from those guys. And that's just what it is for this week in fantasy. I'll be back at you next week with some more 2K, CJ 2K fantasy tips presented by Smash and Dash. You dig? We out.
Downtown, we live, live. Oh, what a feeling. When it's more time, I go lie, lie from the kitchen with a ditchy. Get your dad for a whipping.